One in five young people in Arizona has not completed high school. In 2012, more than 18,000 dropped out of high school. And that'll cost our state $7.6 billion over their lifetimes. That's according to a report by the Arizona Mayor's Education Roundtable. And if Arizonans could cut that dropout rate in half, it would generate more than $3.8 billion in economic benefits to the state.
This is costing us a whole lot of money, and we need to address it and try to make a meaningful impact and on turning these trends around.
Mesa Mayor John Giles is one of the mayors on this roundtable, and their goal is to tackle this issue and work with school districts and the business community to improve the dropout rate and the rate of disconnected youth who either aren't working or in school across the state.
But, and then when you take the numbers, which in an individual's life, you know, is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, the decreased earnings that they have over the course of their lifetime if they don't aren't successful in graduating from high school. And then you multiply it over the course of, in the case of Mesa, a city of about 500,000 people. It really is, the financial loss is really staggering.
KJZZ's Lauren Gilger spoke with Mayor Giles as well as Avondale Mayor Ken Weiss about what they're doing to try to counter this trend. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Mark.
So what exactly is the role of cities in improving dropout rates? Isn't this usually the school district's territory?
It is, but that's an attitude Mayor Giles says needs to change. He thinks there's an important role for cities to play as well.
Some of it is in the mindset of the city, frankly, and of local governments thinking that this isn't our job. Why would we get into care or get involved in something education related? If we continue in that mindset, we'll continue to see the trends go in the wrong direction. If the city doesn't do that, it's very much a you can pay me now or pay me later situation.
And so they're working with school districts, community colleges, and the business community to try to do it. In Mesa, Giles says they're focusing on programs that will help low-income families get their kids into pre-K programs, as well as working with Mesa Community College to help get more high schoolers enrolled in their classes.
This is not a small task. To get kids enrolled in pre-K, frankly, you're going to have to go out and knock doors and talk to the families and help families that traditionally haven't sent their kids to pre-K to understand that that's something important. The same is true for changing the mindset of a lot of kids that come out of high school. Maybe they're first generation citizens or they're first generation college kids. A lot of those kids without some encouragement, you know, it just won't occur to them and their families that this is an important next step for them.
And Lauren, if they can turn this around, how do they think it'll affect their city's overall economies?
The economic impacts here are just huge for them. Avondale Mayor Ken Weiss told me, with high dropout rates, cities are not only looking at a lower tax base in the future and a higher reliance on government programs, it also makes it harder for a city to attract companies to relocate there.
Cities always kind of try and aspire to get the best employer they can with the highest paying jobs. But the truth is when you have a population where a lot of the kids who are going to be applying for those jobs may not have finished high school, those employers aren't going to come to the city as readily because they look at it and say, okay, they don't have the education or the talent base to fulfill those jobs.
So Weiss says he's focusing on bolstering after-school programs and partnering with the community college there and employers to help support these kids and teens.
That's KJZZ's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Mark.